Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Hi, I'm Tracy Lynn, and this is our summer-long staycation destination series. Every Friday during the Noon Report, we'll spotlight a staycation destination that's not far from home and won't break the bank. This week, we're taking you to the George Eastman Museum in Rochester, New York.
Eliza Kozlowski. I'm Senior Director of Marketing and Engagement at George Eastman Museum.
Who was George Eastman, and what is he most known for?
Well, we can thank George Eastman for what just about everybody is carrying around with them, which is a camera in their pocket or purse. George Eastman was the founder of popular photography, so he also founded Kodak, but he's the one who made it really as accessible as possible for people to take photos.
Absolutely. I used to work at a one-hour photo lab, and Kodak was the film to have.
And we're really a museum of photography and cinema because George Eastman not only was the father of popular photography, but he also really helped revolutionize motion picture film, working with Thomas Edison. So people, if they sit to the end of the movie and they see many movies have Kodak referenced, because a lot of movies are made on Kodak film. So we tell that story as well, but we're also not just about Kodak. We tell the entire story of the history of photography and moving image, which means we actually have Fuji here as well.
Tell us, what can people expect when they come here to the museum?
Well, we're a National Historic Landmark home, so we're the historic mansion and gardens that George Eastman built in 1905 and lived in until he passed away in 1932. The mansion has been restored to look as it did when George Eastman lived here, and there's also beautiful gardens. So people who have an interest in history and architecture and gardens could come and visit the mansion, and you don't need to have a tour. You can just visit. Like many historic homes, you have to take a tour. We do often offer docent guided tours, but people can also self-guide, and we have a mobile tour. But because we are broadly a museum of photography and cinema, we also have galleries where people can see exhibitions, everything from some of the earliest photos and earliest cameras to work by contemporary artists and recent acquisitions to the collection. We also have a theater where we show films not only from our collection, but films that we get from other archives and from distributors, really celebrating the history of cinema. And then we have a discovery room, which is a hands-on area for kids, but all ages really love it, where you can go in and you can do activities and touch cameras and that sort of thing. And then we also have an amazing eatery and a shop. So really everything you'd imagine to have at a museum, but on just spectacular grounds. And there's really a little something for everybody.
Yeah, in one place. So can you tell us a little bit more about the theater and maybe the special showings of films?
Sure. Actually, it's a 500-seat theater. It was built in 1950, so it's got sort of an Art Deco design, but it's completely contemporary. So we can show the earliest types of film. In fact, that's what we celebrate, is cinema itself. You know, everybody now, we watch on our phones, our tablets, our TVs as they get bigger and bigger at home. But what we like to celebrate is that experience of being in a cinema, where it's a communal experience, watching a movie with other people. You're seeing it the way it was meant to be seen. So if it was a shot on 35 millimeter film, we show it on 35 millimeter film. And we show the earliest silent films, where we have piano accompaniment. We have an amazing pianist who accompanies those films. So they really just come alive. All the way to Rochester premieres or independent films, foreign films, Hollywood classics. We do various film series. So sometimes we might do like an Alfred Hitchcock series. Right now we have a disaster series where we're showing things like Towering Inferno and Poseidon Adventure and things like that. We're actually celebrating what are now considered classics, but every month we have at least six different film series running, and we show the films Tuesday through Saturday at 7:30 at night.
Excellent. And are there also music recitals?
Yes. George Eastman loved music. Not only did he have an organist on call, because he had an Aeolian pipe organ in his home. In fact, that dictated a bit the size of his house, and he had an organist on call. So if he woke up in the morning and turned his doorknob, the organist would start playing. So he sort of had a soundtrack to his life. And so we continue the first Sunday of every month. We have our resident organist here play that organ. And then we also have CDs of music that George Eastman loved that's actually played on our organ that we have playing at any time that people come to the museum. George Eastman founded the Eastman School of Music, so frequently we have students from Eastman School play, but musicians from the community playing his original Steinway piano or coming in with their own instruments. And so from October through May, every Sunday at 3:30, we have some sort of music in the house, and it really comes alive.
That's wonderful. And it's wonderful also for our listeners to know that there's something fun to do, even when it's colder outside. Anything else you'd like to tell us?
Well, I'd say a couple times of year that are really very popular here. One, when it starts to get colder. So in November, December, the house is transformed, decorated for the holidays. But we've also, for more than 25 years, had displays of gingerbread creations that are made by members of the community. We have wreaths that are decorated in different themes and tabletop trees. And then another reason to come when it's cold out is in the month of February, we force thousands of bulbs, so tulip bulbs, hyacinths, all other types of bulbs in the mansion. When he went to Amsterdam for a trip at one time, he fell in love with all the tulips and other bulbs in Amsterdam, and he would order them for his gardens outside and then order thousands more that he would have forced and growing throughout the winter months. So for 3 weeks in February, it's a wonderful break from the Rochester winter to come and take in the sights and the smells of Dutch Connection, as we call it.
Eliza, how much does it cost to come and visit?
So it's $20 for adults, $18 for seniors. Students and children 5 to 17 is $7. 4 and under is free. And then we also, for active military and their family or anybody across the country who has a SNAP or EBT card, they can come for free.
Great. And what about the music recitals? Is there a fee for that?
There's no additional fee for the music. So anything that we do, whether it's the musicals or Dutch Connection, Sweet Creations, all those things are included within museum admission. And all of our information is on our website at eastman.org.
We hope you've enjoyed coming along on our staycation destination. You can hear all the podcasts online. Join us next week as we visit a new destination in Pennsylvania.